This is Dr. Robert Abley shining a spotlight on freedom, which you can also hear on my website, spotlightonfreedom.com. By now, we all know the big fuss that has been made of John McCain's choice of Sarah Palin as his running mate. We all know her radicalism when it comes to the issues, such as creationism, abortion, sex education, and Iraq. But the most disturbing thing about her candidacy is not just her radicalism on the issues, but the philosophy of irrationalism and authoritarianism that underlies it. In order to demonstrate these philosophies, we must first, once again, highlight the underpinnings of democracy. A fundamental platform of democracy is the idea of emancipation from a political elite determining all the rules of citizen life. When Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, he specifically made reference to the emancipatory interests of democracy. Emancipation in democracy means being able to use one's reason to determine the best life, consonant with a concern for the good of all. Emancipation also requires that there be a fundamental commitment to universal principles concerning the method of discourse in a society. Just as math and science are committed to universal rational norms for their discourse, so is democracy. Yet Palin's positions on most of the issues are precisely the opposite of democratic emancipation. For example, using abstinence-only sex programs instead of educating teenagers about sex is not an emancipatory program, but a restrictive and authoritarian one. It does not allow teenagers to learn about choices, but just one set answer: no sex. The same is true with her position on abortion. Not allowing choice undermines the emancipatory interests of women in particular. For Palin to laud her daughter's choice to carry a teenage pregnancy to term and then state that they are opposed to that type of choice is not only authoritarian and thus undemocratic, it is inexplicably self-contradictory. Second, Palin's political opinions are based on irrationalism. In that regard, she is not that far removed from the mainstream American culture. Irrationalism is a state in which feelings are used instead of reason as the basis of one's beliefs, where intuition and emotional identification through certain projected images takes precedence over knowledge of the issues or the positions of the candidates. Just as one example, holding that the Iraq War is God's plan can only be the consequence of the surrender of knowledge and reason as the bane of a government policy. Furthermore, maintaining as she does that creationism is an intellectual equal to science and that humans have no role in global warming, both fly in the face of the clear preponderance of evidence to the contrary and are thus irrational positions. Palin and her followers have not yet reached the age of reason, that is, the age at which an open and rational discourse about key moral, political, and scientific issues must be engaged. Let us now add one more premise to our analysis of the positions of Palin. Where emancipation is rejected as a fundamental value of democracy, and where irrationalism reigns over reason, authoritarianism is not far behind. Authoritarianism may be defined as the elite control of many dimensions of personal decision-making, reduction or rejection of civil rights, and the use of the military to maintain their version of order, whether that be in conformity with the rule of law or not. Authoritarianism becomes totalitarianism when control of individual decisions, such as in the areas of sex, abortion, and the use of evidence and argument in open discourse, are all controlled and regulated by the state. In that regard, Palin and McCain are indeed soulmates. When one rejects reasoned discourse and knowledge of issues and couples that with an ideology of the complete domination of one group over another, such as the U.S. military overseas and oil companies and right-wing Christian rule at home, the radicalism involved is a philosophy of authoritarianism. But authoritarianism is the antithesis of democracy. While a number of commentators are now suggesting that we not pay too much attention to Palin, a position with which I partly agree, it is important to focus on Palin to at least understand this much. Sarah Palin is an important symbol of Republican values, and specifically John McCain's values. And where a lack of focus on the key element of emancipation, meaning citizen liberty, is lacking from a candidate or party, and where irrationalism is the basis of a candidate's grasp of the issues, and indeed the basis of her popularity among her supporters, we can legitimately conclude that her election as vice president would be a further slide down the hill from democracy to authoritarianism. Where rationally based discourse and knowledge-based opinion has either been rejected or just plain not embraced, as in the case of Palin, the only recourse one has is to power. That power-based understanding of the answers to the day's issues is totalitarianism, and it is that leaning toward totalitarianism that Palin's candidacy displays under her radical positions. It is that philosophy that must be rejected in November. Robert Abele, SpotlightOnFreedom.com.